Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody a whole lot smarter than me once said that the NBA playoff series each do not start until the road team wins a game. You know who said that? Tony Gwynn Jr. said it the other day, and I was paying attention because that means four of the five series have started because road teams have been winning. And joining us to talk about these, I would say, a little bit strange so far NBA playoffs is Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer, managing editor, NBCSports.com. Kurt, we really appreciate the time, and we can get into the Clippers-Warriors specifically in a second, but just what about in general? A little surprised to see so many visiting teams kind of get in there and get a win early on.
Yeah, because we thought some of these would be, you know, cakewalks for Golden, not only Golden State, but in the East. You're like, oh, none of those bottom four can really challenge the top four, and that's just not been the case. You know, there's been upsets out there as well, and I'm not sure how many of these actually will stick, but it's made the first round a lot more entertaining than we expected.
Kurt, what has been the most surprising series in this playoff so far?
To me, the one that's, I think, the most surprising, because it's a series now, it is on, is Brooklyn and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think Brooklyn's got a real shot at this. Joel Embiid isn't completely right. I mean, that's part of this. He's still putting up numbers. He's still doing it, but he's just, if you watch the games, he's not as explosive. He's not quite himself. Ben Simmons, when you keep him out of transition and get him into the half court, is less of a threat. They don't play cohesively as a unit at all. They have nobody off the bench. And Brooklyn has a great bench, and their guys are stepping up and knocking down threes. And just, you have to love the way they're playing. So I honestly think that one's a series. I'm not quite sure the other ones in the East are going to prove to be upsets. But that one's going to go six or seven. And if it's an upset, I wouldn't be shocked at this point.
Kurt Helin joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline talking NBA playoffs. I think everybody had to be stunned when they saw the Clippers beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
Then you had to be knocked off your chair when you read that the Warriors were winning the game by 31 points and lost to the Clippers. And the Warriors have now lost to Marcus Cousins. So I'm looking at the big picture, the loss of Cousins, this kind of a result. What does it mean for the Warriors going forward in terms of the guaranteed fourth championship that they're supposed to win?
Yeah, I'm not sure it was ever quite as guaranteed as some people thought, but that said, I don't think it's that much, honestly. First off, this was, talk about the game that caught me off guard. This was the game where suddenly I went back, I'm like, do I have this thing DVR'd? Like, can I go back? Because I watched the first half and then was kind of like doing other stuff the second half. I was doing some more work, cleaning up around the house. Like, I want to focus on this. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I got it. What the heck happened here? It caught a lot of us off guard, but when you watch it, I think credit to the Clippers, and this is why Doc Rivers loves coaching this team. They are filled with heart, and Pat Beverly is kind of an emotional leader, but Lou Williams was just on fire and ridiculous in that game. Montrezl Harrell's just fun. Trez is just fun to watch. And all that said, the reason they won that game is that midway through the third quarter, Golden State said, we got this, turn out the lights, we're going home. And they didn't score, they just packed it in mentally. I don't think that's going to happen too often in this series.
Kurt, I want to slide up north, up in Toronto. Kawhi Leonard has put together another great season. And, you know, his team is 1-1 right now in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Could a good playoff run make him, you know, want to stay in Toronto?
Yes, absolutely. First off, is there, like, something they put in the Toronto contracts that say you have to suck in the first game of every playoff game?
I think there is. There has to be.
I don't understand how they – to Orlando's credit, they were insane. They just shot out of their mind in that first game. They won't be – you know, as we could see in game two, they couldn't duplicate that. Yes, it can. I mean, the sense around the league – I mean, part of this is, to be honest with you, and I mean, I interviewed him midseason, and a lot of people have talked to him, this, you know, and the people around him. it's like trying to read a mime. Like, yeah. Nobody really knows what's in his head. And the people around him are, you know, they're not a huge help. So, in the end of the day, if they, I genuinely believe if they make the finals, or maybe make the conference finals, but it's really competitive, that he'll have to think about it. Does he want to come to? I mean, it's not the Lakers; it's the Clippers. Does he want to? Does he want to come home that badly, or does he like that market? Does he like? You know, he's not a fan of drama. He is not a fan of the superfluous stuff that goes on around the game and all that. Toronto's kind of good for that. I mean, it's a really passionate place, but that's not the most intense media market and all this other stuff. So it's what does he really want that'll come down to it. But if they make the finals, but I think it's that, by the way, it's that way with Kyrie Irving. It's that way with Jimmy Butler. Like, whatever happens out east is really going to impact free agency this summer.
Kurt Helin is with us from NBCSports.com, talking NBA playoffs here. The team that has impressed me the most so far, and it's, you know, just the beginning of the playoffs, and it's one game. Tonight it could all flip around. But the way Houston played in blowing out Utah the other night was very eye-catching. And I think when you put it on top of how they finished the regular season, Kurt, and they've added some pieces the second half of the season. This looks like a very dangerous team right now to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the few teams that can push the Warriors. The thing that happened is the first, you know, half of the season, give or take, a little more than that, they were just horrific on defense. They were just, I mean, bad to the point, remember, they went out and brought the retired Jeff Bedzelic, the retired defensive coordinator they had back. They had to, like, back the Brinks truck up to his house to get him to come back out of retirement for half a season. But from all-star break on, they had the second-best defense in the NBA behind Utah. They were phenomenal defensively. And obviously, offensively, they're very difficult to stop. James Harden's unstoppable, but when Clint Capella's running the rim like he is now, and you know, Chris Paul's dishing out dimes, and then you got like Daniel House and guys knocking down three, when they get it clicking, they're just going to score on anybody, including a very good Utah defense. But Utah's got to find a way to score with them in that series, and I'm not sure if they can. Utah's playing, they're playing good defense, and Utah's, and it's a one-man show. And as much as I think Donovan Mitchell's a stud, you know, if you're a one-man show and it's not James Harden or Kevin Durant or Steph Curry, that's a hard show to watch. You know, it's just hard to win that way in the playoffs.
It certainly is hard to win that way in the playoffs. I want to switch over to a series we haven't talked about, and that's the OKC-Portland series. The matchup between Russell Westbrook and Dame Lillard has been tremendous to watch. And for once, it seems like Dame Lillard is actually getting the best of Westbrook, because it seems like up until this point, Westbrook has owned this matchup. What have you seen in this? Why has OKC seemed to struggle when they beat this team 4-0 in the regular season?
I'm going to let you in on a really good basketball secret here. If you've got good shooters, you're going to win. And if you don't, you're going to lose.
Like, that's a good point.
It's just that simple. And I'm going to forget the numbers off the top of my head. I had it this morning, but Portland in the series is shooting something like 42% from three. They're and shooting really well overall. And I think it's 26 or 27% from three for OKC. They were under 40% for key parts of that game in game two. They're just not knocking down shots, and they really rely on Paul George a lot for that. Russell Westbrook, look, he puts up triple doubles. He certainly impacts the game. He's just so athletic, but he hasn't been efficient this year at all. It's just his shot has dropped off.
Right.
And they've relied on Paul George to be the guy who knocks down threes, and he's, whether it's the shoulder or whatever it is, he's not doing it at the same rate, and they're just vulnerable now. And that's a series where I picked OKC to win this thing, and now I watched those first two games, and I'm like, man, I don't see how they're beating Portland. Unless those shots, can I change my bet?
Sure.
They let you do that in Vegas, right? You go back up to the window.
Yes, right. You give them your ticket back, and they'll write you a new one.
Yeah, exactly. They're just not knocking down shots. Now, maybe they get home, and they win a couple, and shots start falling, and this feels differently. But right now, it just feels like they're true. And by the way, if they lose in the first round, or even if they win, but it's this ugly, Billy Donovan might want to polish his resume up.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a great OKC team that really has never – I mean, I keep looking at them and always thinking that they had Harden and Durant before, and it's just, yeah. You know, a championship that never got won over there. Kurt Heelan is with us from NBCSports.com. We can't have you on and ask you about the Lakers just real quick in their situation. What do you hear about a coach?
What do you hear about a basketball president?
Yeah, in a Reader's Digest version, what do you think about everything that has happened, oh my goodness, in the last couple of weeks?
I've heard these rumors about Tony Gwynn Jr.
being he would be good, man. He would be passionate, I know that.
I don't want that job.
Unlike the last president of basketball operations, he'd show up every day.
Yes, he would.
Here's what I've heard. They are interviewing Monty Williams, Juwan Howard, and Ty Lue. Depends on who you ask, but there's kind of starting to be a buzz for Monty Williams. A great guy, good coach, deserves a shot again. But beyond that, it feels like, a couple people have reported this, that if you give Ty Lue the job, it's like giving LeBron James more power.
That's what we said.
Monty Williams. Yeah, Monty Williams has he's a USA coach when LeBron was there. LeBron's sitting in the emperor's chair. Nobody's getting this job. You know, he's up there giving a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like, nobody's getting this job if LeBron doesn't want them. But Monty passes the LeBron test without being LeBron's guy.
Right.
And Monty's a strong-willed individual. So there's a buzz that it's going that way, but we'll see. I will just say the other thing is they're not interviewing right now. They are not reaching out and talking to people about president of basketball operations. Rob Pelinka seems to be consolidating power. It seems like he's going to have this as his gig, and I am not a fan of that move. From what I've heard, just talking to people around the league, this is not a guy who's popular with other front offices, and it's not necessarily easy to deal with, and I haven't loved stuff I've heard about the internal management there. And how compartmentalized it is, and so it just—if I'm a Laker fan, I'm really worried about this. They needed—they don't have a basketball culture right now. They really, like, when you think about what the Lakers are, you think about the brand of the Lakers.
Yeah.
But what's their basketball culture? What's their basketball identity? They don't have one, and that's where, you know, look, you may not be able to pull Bob Myers out of Golden State, and you might not be able to get David Griffin's off the table. He was a free agent, and you know. Sam Presti probably wasn't coming out of OKC and on down the line. But you got to make those calls. They need somebody. They're the Lakers, man. This is where that brand comes in. And you've got to go get – to me, you've got to go get somebody and give them the power and let them set the culture. And apparently that's going to be Rob Pelinka.
Real quick, before we let you go, I got one more question for you, Kurt. Colin Cowherd on his show this morning said that the Lakers have a – president of basketball operations already set to hire. He's in the playoffs. Any truth to that?
Possibly.
Okay.
I haven't heard that, but I also will not say that that's not possible, that there was some reaching out. We'll see which direction it goes. Right now, from the outside, look, they're letting Pelinka run the coaching search. If you're going to bring in a president of basketball operations, don't you want that guy to pick the coach?
Yeah,
you would think so.
I'm a little confused by that, but it's.
But everything the Lakers have done has been confusing, so that would kind of go along with it.
It's not like they're one unified house moving in one direction right now. It looks a lot more Games of Thronesy.
Oh, that's all bad, then.
All right, Tony Gwynn Jr., next coach of the Lakers. You heard it here first from Kurt Heelan.
Exactly.
This is why we bring the top people onto the program. Lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. Thanks for the time, Kurt. Great stuff on the NBA playoffs. Hope we catch up with you a little later down the road.
Thanks, Kurt.
I look forward to it, guys. Take care.
Great stuff from Kurt Heelan there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can nominate SDCCU as the best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll. Daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.